And the next question is, what inspired you, Gurudeva, to create the magazine Hinduism Today? Over 20 years ago, I was invited by the Mauritius government to visit that country and upgrade the Hindu religion. The Sri Lankan government also brought me to Sri Lanka, and I must have spoken to 600,000 people on the same mission to strengthen Hinduism. I made a world tour to South Africa, to London, and other countries, and discovered that Hindus in each country were totally unaware or did not care what was happening within the realms of their religion in other places in the world. And in each country, I heard the voices of many misconcepts due to well-placed Christian and communistic propaganda. So the mission of Hinduism Today, a networking magazine, came from up down to fulfill a need that was not being fulfilled. The intelligentsia of the world were relegating Hindu religion into history books and encyclopedias, putting it to sleep. So here on our little island, thousands of miles away from many continent, we decided that I would have my swamis and yogis and sadhaka and siva sevaks perform a public service. And through the years, we went through many learning curves to bring Hinduism Today magazine up to the standard it is today. It's on newsstands right alongside Newsweek and Time magazine, only religious magazine that we see on newsstands these days. What is the reading public that we target in our editorial policies? It is the leadership of the Hindu communities throughout the world. Has it served its intended purpose? Yes, it has served its intended purpose in uniting the minds of the Hindus who are in leadership positions, influencing their sphere of followers in a common thought of a modern Hinduism, but not eroding upon any ancient traditions. And we're very proud to announce that Hinduism Today magazine is on the internet in a very large internet site and reaching the minds of the younger generation worldwide. We've been able to delineate the boundaries of Hinduism and place this great oldest religion in the world alongside Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Jainism, Sikhism, and many of the other religions of the world. We've been able to show the strength of Hinduism in articles and photographs from some of the finest photographers in the world. The Kumbh Mela, the world's most densely populated human gathering ever to happen on planet Earth. We've been able to bring forward a Hindu of the Year and to honor and listen to the wisdom of swamis and swaminis every month. So we are recording the modern history of the ancient Sanatana Dharma, which is now in Renaissance. Thank you very much for listening.